There is always another story or another side to it. A unique angle, a unique viewpoint, a unique insight. This is Chai FM. For Chai FM, I'm Michael McKenna. We begin in Australia, where plans to recognise a Palestinian state at the United Nations has sparked fierce debate. Israeli Ambassador Amir Maimon criticised the move, arguing it undermines Israel's security and hampers hostage negotiations, especially as Hamas continues violence. Jewish community leaders, including the Executive Council of Australian Jewry, have condemned the decision, calling it a betrayal that can embolden Hamas and threaten regional stability. The move marks a contentious shift in Australia's Middle East policy, stirring concerns across political and community lines. In North America, a 21-month investigation by the Jewish Educators and Families Association of Canada reveals that Ontario schools are tolerating and even fostering anti-Semitism. It cites examples of biased teaching and unregulated online content that undermines safety and academic achievement, now at historic lows. The JEFA is urging the removal of these frameworks, enforcing approved resources and restructuring governance to prioritize core education and equal rights. Staying in North America, and according to the Anti-Defamation League, only 9 out of 50 U.S. states have adopted most of the best practices to combat anti-Semitism. The ADL has now introduced the Jewish Policy Index, a new tool to evaluate state responses to anti-Semitism through legislation, education, and policies. ADL CEO Jonathan Greenblatt has emphasized the importance of a comprehensive government approach, with the JPI serving as a roadmap to better protect Jewish communities. At a recent joint event with Jewish News, a book entitled Inside Iran's Hashtag Women Life Freedom Revolt was unveiled by author Jonathan Harunoff. The book explores women's resistance following the tragic death of Mahsa Jinnah Amini in 2022 for allegedly miswearing a hijab. It also highlights Iran's ethnic diversity and challenges, including the Jewish community, which is under pressure to demonstrate loyalty amid tensions with Israel. Harunoff's core message in the book is clear. Despite the oppressive regime, it is Iran's resilient citizens who hold the power to shape the nation's future. Let's now look at what other stories have been making headlines. Former Secretary of State Antony Blinken recommends a cautious, conditions-based approach to Palestinian recognition and to resolve the Gaza war. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has reiterated plans to sue the New York Times over a misleading Gaza photo which he believes incites historic anti-Semitic propaganda and hatred towards Jews. Former Arava Institute students have raised thousands to rescue 2 graduates and their families from Gaza, showcasing the school's cross-border bonds built through environmental cooperation. The UJA Federation of New York has pledged $1 billion to Israel to provide food, medicine, and water filtration systems for displaced civilians in Gaza. A Rabin Medical Center team has created a novel model to better assess genetic risks for Jewish parents, designed for mixed populations in closely related communities. The Jewish National Fund has allocated $220 million for restoring northern Israel and Gaza border communities following Hamas's brutal attack. And finally, the Israeli Andalusian Orchestra Ashdod is set to premiere a new jazz composition by renowned bassist Omar Avital later this month. The orchestra will perform North African Dream, a piece composed and conducted by Avital at venues in Zichron Yaakov, Jerusalem and Tel Aviv from August the 27th to the 29th. Growing up in Israel, Avital immersed himself in classical and Jewish Arabic music, inspired by Yemenite and Moroccan sounds. Over the years, he has fused Arab-Jewish music with jazz, believing that this blend is shaping the future of Israeli music, reflecting Mizrahi and Middle Eastern influences within contemporary jazz. For Chai FM, I'm Michael McKenna. This Chai FM Global Update is a daily newscast focusing on Jewish news from the diaspora. It's free for you to listen to on chaifm.com, and if you subscribe, we will email it to you daily.